It's a new release Tuesday on XPN, and a new release actually out last week. Bruce Springsteen's We Shall Overcome, the Seeger Sessions, is a tribute to the words and music of iconic folk singer Pete Seeger. Springsteen's new album grew from not only his love and passion of roots music, but more specifically, his 1998 recording of Pete Seeger's song We Shall Overcome for a multi-artist tribute album for Pete Seeger. It was released on local record label Appleseed Recordings, based out of Westchester. Jim Musselman is founder of Appleseed, and he remembers vividly trying to convince Springsteen back in 1997 to take part in Appleseed's own Seeger tribute called Where Have All the Flowers Gone? The Songs of Pete Seeger.
I had contacted Bruce, and he basically said no, that he couldn't do it because he was too busy. So I contacted him a second time, and he said no, he was too busy. So I actually have always learned to be very persistent in life. So I basically went back to Bruce a third time, and the next day I got a phone call saying, yeah, I'd love to do it, I have some time. So I sent Bruce the song We Shall Overcome, which, you know, nobody wanted to tackle because it was such a huge song. And then I said, why don't you maybe just take a shot at a folk song or two, because you might just have fun with one of those. And then Bruce basically went out and bought a bunch of Pete's records. I sent him tapes also, and he just immersed himself for like 10 days in Pete's music and the whole folk history of folk songs at that time.
Well, that was 1997 when the song We Shall Overcome, sung by the Boss, became the seed for what would eventually become the just-released Springsteen CD, We Shall Overcome, the Seeger Sessions.
That's the irony of all this, is that the title song to Bruce's new record has been on our label for 8 years, and everyone's like shaking their heads like, are you serious? I was on your label for the last 8 years, and it's the title song of his new record.
Hey, we shall overcome. We shall overcome.
He talked to Pete, which was interesting, and you know, called him up and told Pete, you know, this recording's coming out, and Pete was like, what are the songs? And Pete was telling him the history of the songs and the background songs. And that's the beauty of it. I mean, I went up to see the rehearsal show up in Asbury Park, and Bruce would tell the history of the songs and where they had come from and everything else, and, you know, some were 400 or 500 years old, and he'd give the history of them. So, you know, Pete was really surprised that it was being done, and he was really touched that an artist like Bruce would do it. What Bruce has said is that it was like a playground. He could go into the playground of these songs, play around, have fun, and then just, you know, leave and go to the next ride on the playground, which is the way, you know, true folk music is. It's just getting together with people and having fun and playing. And he wasn't doing rehearsals, he wasn't doing overdubs, he was just doing everything spontaneously, which was exciting for an artist.
And what's really exciting for Jim is the fact that out of his Appleseed recordings sprouts an unimaginable gift of music from Bruce Springsteen that even he, Jim Musselman, could not have predicted.
It's wild because, I mean, I worked to get airbags in cars. I had worked in a peace situation in Northern Ireland. I had, you know, started off with Michael Moore. And all of those things I believed at some point could happen. I would never, ever would have believed in 1997 when I started this project that the seed of it would come out with this huge album of Bruce Springsteen's. And that's what Appleseed's about, is planting the seeds of songs and planting the seeds of social justice. And, you know, this seed has kept sprouting and sprouting and sprouting. And with Bruce's album, I mean, to hear, you know, people singing in concert some of these songs in unison, it's just absolutely amazing. It gave me goosebumps to see that.
Jim Musselman, founder of the independent record company Appleseed Recordings out of Westchester, and you can read more about Jim's involvement in social causes and the story behind the inspiration for Bruce Springsteen's new Pete Seeger tribute album at appleseedrec.com. For the XPN Morning Show, I'm Bob Bumbara.